ATP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. is trying to tampen any potential anger from China over an upcoming stopover in New York by Taiwan's leader. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The Biden administration is stressing to China that upcoming unofficial stopovers to the United States by Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, should not be used as pretext by Beijing to increase aggressive activities in the Taiwan Strait and that such transits are routine. Tsai is tentatively scheduled to transit through New York on March 30th before heading to Guatemala and Belize. She's expected to stop in Los Angeles on April 5th on her way back to Taiwan.
Meantime, Sagar Magani reports on dueling diplomacy over Ukraine.
In Russia,
Sagar Dost.
Chinese President Xi Jinping was at the Kremlin,
Мирного плана,
where Vladimir Putin said Beijing's proposed peace deal could be a basis for ending the fighting in Ukraine when the West is ready.
I'm very glad to welcome in Kiev Prime Minister of Japan,
Kishida Fumio.
After he met with Japan's prime minister, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his team has sent its own peace formula to China without getting a response. At the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby mocked Beijing's claims of being a neutral broker, noting, among other things,
President Xi saw fit to fly all the way to Moscow, hasn't talked once to President Zelensky.
I'm Sagar Magani.
The Pentagon says it's sending the older M1A1 version of the Abrams tank to Ukraine to speed delivery. Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
Very similar capability to the M1A2, which includes advanced armor and weapon systems.
At least one death is being blamed on the latest Pacific storm hitting California. A man in the Bay Area hit by a falling tree. And in New York, no word yet from the grand jury investigating former President Trump over hush money. This is AP News. Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say cases of a dangerous fungus tripled over the last 3 years. Mike Kempen has more on their findings.
According to the CDC, the coronavirus pandemic was likely partly responsible for the increase. Hospital workers were strained by COVID-19 patients, and that likely shifted their focus away from disinfecting other kinds of germs. The fungus, Candida auris, is a form of yeast that is usually not harmful to healthy people, but can be a deadly risk to fragile hospital and nursing home patients. It spreads easily and can infect wounds, ears, and the bloodstream. The study found cases increased from just under 500 in 2019 to nearly 1,500 in 2021. I'm Mike Hempen.
And Willis Reed, who led the New York Knicks to their first NBA championship in 1970, has died. He was 80. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.